Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Good morning, final day of April. Here's what people are talking about. Tornado death more than a month later. New leader for the Muncie Visitors Bureau or Destination Muncie, but some mystery too. Smash Cancer Tennis today, 8:15 a.m. guest, and Pacers tonight. Will they close out? Hi, hello, and good morning. Steve Lindell, the host of Delaware County Today in Muncie, Indiana, U.S. of A. We did get the rain yesterday that Paul Poteet said was going to happen. Not as much as we could have. We'll see what's next now with Mr. Poteet.
Good morning. The cold front has moved along to the east. Some parts of the state got over an inch of rain. We didn't see as much across east central Indiana. In a lot of places, it was around a quarter of an inch. We won't see any more today, and in fact, the clouds will be decreasing during the course of the day. High temperature of 72. Mostly clear this evening, partly cloudy overnight. Low of 53. Partly sunny in the morning, mostly sunny in the afternoon on Wednesday, with a high of 78. And then we go partly sunny, 82 by Thursday. Still looks like a rainy, maybe stormy day on Friday, 75. But Saturday is good, and some of Sunday is dry, highs in the mid-70s.
Meteorologist Paul Poteet with updates, I think, every hour, every day from him. He's a meteorologist. I went to one class once for meteorology. It was too complicated. There was a lot of math. St. Cloud State University. Thank you very much. Too much brain power needed. So I stuck with this. 8:07 live on WMUN. Next item here, what is happening around our state? Now, you may be seeing and hearing reports on national news about big campuses around the country and various forms of protesting going on. Well, in a moment, the headline, with sniper capabilities, unquote, is related to the IU Bloomington protesting. This is happening in Indiana. Jewish hate. Harrison Silcox reports that's what state police heard on IU's campus.
Not all of the pro-Palestine protests are the same, but some have included chants to kill Jewish people, says Indiana State Police Superintendent Doug Carter.
The message down there is the elation of all Jews. It's very, very clear. We realized that very, very early on.
Talking with WIBC's Tony Katz, several people have been arrested since IU changed policy to not allow tents on Dunn Meadow. Carter says something needs to be done to calm down protests on college campuses across the country. Harrison Silcox, Network Indiana.
Thank you, Harrison. From the Indianapolis Star, when I was show prepping this morning, saw a story there saying the leader of the Indiana State Police confirmed yesterday that state troopers have sniper capabilities positioned on rooftops near those demonstrations at Indiana University. Doug Carter, who you just heard from, said during an appearance on a, conservative talk radio show, have taken up overwatch positions, quoting there, where police have used riot shields and zip ties to detain more than 50 protesters since Thursday. That number may have changed since this report was posted, I think, mid to late afternoon yesterday, the 29th. We'll continue tracking that and telling you what we know. Last word we had directly out of the Muncie campus of Ball State University. President Mearns told us, was it last week that I interviewed him? I think that's correct. Yeah, it was. I think it was Thursday last week. He said none of that has happened as of then on campus at Ball State as far as protesting like you've been seeing and hearing about on those other campuses that we were just referencing. Updates from Fox News Radio right near the top of the hour, every day. here on WMUN, part of our news talk and the sports talk and the community talk. I didn't catch it yesterday, but I am going to get the replay of the Mike Fleck interview that our Mark Forrester did. He's the coach of the Ball State men's golf squad, and at the end of the interview, I think I heard of him thanking Mark and WMUN for the attention, and I think he said, "I feel the love, and so does the team." And that's cool. We like that a lot. Coach Fleck listens to this program, as does many others, and we're thankful for that as well. Later on today, Tony Katz Today is one of the many programs that we air. That's noon to 3, Monday to Friday, from the Circle City, talking about national and statewide and international news and happenings. We look forward to hearing Tony Katz Today. Hope you do, too. Noon to 3 today on WMUN. Our local news summary is going to air bottom of hour. We have a lot to cover within that. We'll take a lighter side of news now. We call it the snapshot. Let's look at that right now on WMUN.
It's April 30th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Arbor Day to celebrate trees. While it's celebrated today, many states hold it on other days to coincide with their best tree planting times. Also on this day, the World Wide Web launches in the public domain in 1993, the first browser and server developed by Tim Berners-Lee. It was the end of the Vietnam War in 1975, the fall of Saigon. The South Vietnamese president surrendered. He had only been in office for 2 days. And he's one of our founding fathers. And in 1789, he became our first president. George Washington took his oath of office at Federal Hall in New York City. The first person to say, "I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States." I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
I'm WMUN News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. We're on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, the free streams, and the Alexa command. After you enable the skill, like Mom listening in Minnesota, hi Mom, is play WMUN. Coming up next, guest to talk about a cancer fundraiser that high school kids are going to do again later this afternoon. That's coming up next on WMUN.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website
for... Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BLING to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
In the game of life, every point matters. Especially when it comes to your loved ones. Score big for your family by securing life insurance with SelectQuote. Their team of experienced, licensed insurance agents can help you find the right policy at the right price in just minutes. I'm 40, and my $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. My wife's also 40, and her $500,000 policy was only $16 a month. Plus, with their same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we recovered by the time we hung up. Whether you need a $100,000 policy or a $10 million policy, SelectQuote can help you score big on affordable coverage. Don't let the clock run out on your chance to protect your family's future.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-656-1970. That's 1-800-656-1970. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-656-1970. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Live weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
There is a lot of good stuff happening in your community and world. Sometimes you hear about only the junk and the bad stuff, but I want you to hear about some of the good kids in this case that are coming together, and the coaches and more, with the event called Smash Cancer. I think it's the 12th annual event. Tim Cleland, the Delta coach, is going to know that. Is this number 12, Coach Cleland?
It is indeed, Steve. Number 12.
And how many of them have you been involved with? I think I know the answer already.
A dozen.
Yeah, have you been there for 100 years yet at Delta High School?
It seems like it. I know there's some of my players think I coached Abraham Lincoln, so yeah, it seems like it.
What, was he any good?
He's pretty tall. Had a nice forehand.
Did he wear the hat? Well, let's not get into that. We want to talk about today's event. And I said weather permitting earlier on one of our other stations. It looks like the weather is going to turn out. In past years, I recall talking to you on this day several times through the 12 years. There has been some dicey weather days, but it looks like it's going to work out today. Tell everybody what the premise is and what will happen today at Yorktown, I guess, right?
Yes, it's at Yorktown Courts. And the premise is it's two teams, Delta and Yorktown, that are rivals that come together for one night in girls tennis and just raise money for local cancer beneficiaries. And our specialty is we highlight individual families with connections to our community that are going through cancer battles. So one of the fun things tonight, there'll be a couple of 10-year-old boys. I believe they're 10. One from Yorktown area and one that has connection to the Delta area. Henry Schmidt is one of the seven Schmidt siblings that lost their father to cancer a couple of months ago in the Yorktown area. And Evan Flannery is an older brother of Will Flannery, who passed from brain cancer last month or a couple of months ago. And so those two boys getting serves among our 60 server survivors. It's going to be quite a night.
And I guess the opening ceremony set for 5 o'clock, I think. Tell me if that's correct. And who's able to come and watch this and maybe still help with the fundraising efforts too?
Absolutely. Opening ceremonies are at 5 o'clock. We'll have our 60 server survivors. They go out and hit a first serve. Admission is free. You can't beat that. Mm-hmm. But we'll have concessions. And we'll actually have a number of raffles. We're raffling 4 lower level tickets to an Indianapolis Colts game. We're raffling Kings Island tickets. We're raffling Cincinnati Open Tennis Tournament tickets. And we've got other things that can contribute to the cause. Every single dime goes to local Smash Cancer beneficiaries. So it's going to be a great night. And yes, thank Paul Poteet for the weather. I appreciate it.
Well, he's just in publicity. He's not in production. So
I'll
pass it along, but, you know, he'll only take so much credit. Tim Cleland is my guest. Delta High School, the boys and girls tennis coach and also a communications teacher. How's comms going? How's the class schedule looking for you?
It's great. We just came back from Ball State Journalism Day on Friday, which the 69th annual Ball State Journalism Day, and I'll give a shout out to my newspaper class at Delta. They got the Cardinal Award for the state's best online newspaper, so we're pretty excited about that.
How about that? Oh, great. With breaking news right there. I didn't know that one, Coach. I appreciate that.
We don't want
to keep you too long because I know you got to get to school and get your day started there. You may be there already, but one last note. Anything else you'd like to add about Smash Cancer event today?
I think the only other thing that I would like to add, last night we had the privilege of being at the at the hospital at the Cancer Center for our dinner, brings the two teams together. And we had a fantastic speaker, Eric Day, two-time brain cancer survivor, with a fantastic message about, you know, just your attitude and your perspective. And so, for example, I get to go to work today. I don't have to go to work today. I get to go to work. And, you know, when we start looking at it like that, about it's a privilege to get to do things that other people, you know, are just not able to do, changes your whole perspective on life. So that's really what this event is about, hope and strength and love.
Great words, great thoughts, and I couldn't agree more. Coach Cleland, great to talk to you always. Good luck, but also good luck to your competitors, too. It's got to go both ways, of course.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, thanks
Thank you for having me.
Yep, you bet. Coach Cleland there from Delta High School. It's Delta at Yorktown tonight. The Yorktown courts will host. They alternate years, I think. Back to Delta next year and so on and so forth for this. Now, the 12th annual event, they have sold, I'm sure they are again, T-shirts in the past. And the Smash Cancer logo is on it. And there's multiple colors of the T-shirts. You may not know this. A color designation goes with each form of cancer. Breast cancer is typically pink, but there's purple and there's maybe 10 or 12 or more different color associations with different forms and types of cancer. So a lot of folks will they'll buy multiples of certain ones that have impacted themselves or their families or their loved ones, and then obviously all the proceeds go, as Coach Cleland said, to local efforts to learn more about and to fight cancer. And that's a really good thing. How about those kids, huh? They're just playing tennis, but they're taking their time and making their efforts to be involved with this kind of an event, too, which is a really good thing. 822, we're live on WMUN. It's short for Muncie. It's the talk of Muncie. We have other stations in the Woof Boom Radio Group that play songs. WLBC, Work FM, Max Blake is a country station. There's Oldies 101 in Anderson, Madison County. And I think I hit them all there. If I missed any, I apologize. Six formats and one mission. We use our voice to build our community. Very proud. WMUN was a national finalist recently for the coveted NAB Crystal Award. And we appreciate your support. Tell a friend about this station. We are still growing our audience and our sponsors all the time, and we look forward to having your support in that regard as well. 823, let's go to our list of some other nuggets here. There are several morals to this story. I'll let you create your own.
Take a pause.
Maybe you heard about that group of people who grabbed a couple of bear cubs outside a North Carolina apartment complex. They said they wanted selfies with the cubs, but one person got bitten and one of the cubs was injured when it was caught by Ashley Hobbs of the state's Wildlife Resources Commission.
It seemed to be shivering. It was probably a bit cold, and it did seem to be favoring one of its paws at the time.
The bear needed care, so it was off to wildlife rehab.
It's doing just fine in the rehabilitation center, eating well, drinking well, and it even has joined up with another bear cub that was orphaned earlier in the year, so it has a buddy as well.
But things could have been so much worse, like if Mama Bear had gone after those humans. So Hobbs says, just stay away from bears.
If you want to take a picture of wildlife, use the zoom on your camera. It's there for a reason.
Or else. Easy there, Smokey. Take a pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Sounded like a dinosaur. Jill Nato is notorious for using sound effects within her features and reports, but good radio. You know, radio, we make noise. That's what we do. On WMUN, I'm Steve Lindell. I am your radio buddy. I'm host of Delaware County Today. Every day, 8 to 9 a.m., Pundit is today's WMUN Word of the Day. We have political pundits that talk and think and surmise. Sometimes they guess and wonder. We are working on, I don't know if you'd call him a pundit, though, Ball State University. We've had him on before to be on the day after the primary on this radio station. We have a tentative yes to analyze what happened, especially around state of Indiana and Muncie, Delaware County votes. That's May 7th, primary day, so we will have that pundit on May 8th, assuming we can lock him down. A learned person, teacher, a person who gives opinions in an authoritative manner, usually through the mass media. You're listening to the mass media right now. PUNDIT, the WMUN word of the day, calendar supplied by my brother Pat Lindell in Minnesota, who I think is headed home now. He's been on a bit of a holiday, as it were. All right. One more item here before we take to the break. Are you like me? Are you completely polled out? There are polls for everything. Oh, here's another one.
Democracy 24.
While Missouri Republican Congressman Mark Alford is confident former President Trump is the right person to deliver on issues like foreign policy,
we have to be ready. We have to be tougher. That's why we need Donald Trump back in the White House.
A Monmouth University poll shows voters aren't so sold on the former president, President Biden, or independent candidate Robert Kennedy Jr. The poll shows just 32% of voters would definitely vote for the president, while 11% would probably vote for him. Those numbers are relatively similar for former President Trump at 30 and 14%. About half of those surveyed say they would definitely not vote for either candidate, which are numbers that haven't changed much since the fall. Only 35% of voters have a favorable opinion of Robert Kennedy Jr. Inflation and the economy polled as the top issues for voters, with immigration and abortion also at the top of the list. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
On WMUN, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk, we are the talk radio of Muncie, Indiana, USA. Our local news summary is set to play in a moment. One of our items is a new hire and a bit of a mystery involved. That coming up next on WMUN.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. Go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's wrong?
My travel rewards card didn't earn enough miles for my vacation.
Are you crying? Are you crying because of that other credit card?
Uh-huh.
Well, switch to the Capital One Venture card. Venture lets you redeem miles on any travel purchase.
Really?
Yep, and you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every single day. The Capital One Venture card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to ExpressPros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. You start at ExpressPros.com.
Lowe's knows pros need the right tools for every job. That's why we sell the largest in-store selection of Klein tools anywhere. Find new items launching exclusively at Lowe's, like the self-leveling laser level for just $159.98. Plus, shop the Connect socket set for just $49.98. Get Klein tools in-store and online today, because Lowe's knows tools. Lowe's knows pros.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy. strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Biana's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You can do it all by yourself, baby girl. What's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a drink.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
Just about ready to start a rumor or three. Ball State's agenda has come out for their Friday Board of Trustees meeting. The rumors in my mind are flying around. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Please stand by on this, the final day of April. So tomorrow, for those that have listened to this radio program and or me for more than a minute, on the first day of the brand new month, what are you supposed to do? The first thing you do when you get out of bed in the morning is you stand up and you jump up and down 3 times and say, rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. That's tomorrow. Say nothing else to no one else, just that. And apparently and allegedly, you are going to have better luck for the rest of that month. I don't know. I didn't say it made sense. Local news summary coming in just a moment. Lead item here is an announcement that came yesterday and a bit of a mystery, too. I will share with you the announcement first. This comes from Visit Muncie. They have announced a new executive director. The board of directors of Visit Muncie Incorporated, formerly known as the Muncie Visitors Bureau, proudly announces the hiring of LaShanta Vaughn as its executive director. Vaughn stepped into the role April 22nd. For the last 5 years, she held positions of sales manager and then director of sales at the Horizon Convention Center in Muncie. Let's see here, a quote from Jared Walls, president of the board of Visit Muncie, quoting, "We could not be happier to have LaShanta leading our county's tourism efforts." Continuing, "She has been selling our community for convention and hotel business for years, which makes her perfectly suited for the work that needs to be done," unquote. Vaughn has also held sales positions at the Embassy Suites in Noblesville and the Indiana State Fair Commission. There's more on here, too, and a nice photograph that goes with, "I know this person. I've seen her at the Horizon Convention Center many times," and congratulations on that new gig. Now, the mystery is, what has specifically transpired to make that opening occur? We are still seeking and efforting the information on that. When we can report and release more, we have already reported a little bit on that. We'll tell you more when we know additional information and share that as soon as we can. We'll get to that Ball State information in just a second. First, though, the real news of the day, the Ball State information, will be some innuendos that I will make after looking at their agenda. President Mearns is now being called and or texted by various members of the Cardinal staff. Tune in, WMUN, President Mearns. He's going to be talking about us again. First, let's get our local news summary. These stories and more airing on all of our stations in East Central Indiana and now on WMUN. 23 more people protesting against Israel were arrested Saturday on the IU campus in Bloomington.
Once again in violation of rules regarding encampments on campus. State Rep. Matt Pierce of Bloomington accusing the school of stifling free speech.
We have peaceful protesters who are not causing any problem to this campus whatsoever. And we have a university doing everything they can to suppress their speech.
IU President Pam Witten saying in a statement that such encampments on other campuses recently have been linked to a rise in anti-Semitism nationwide and that the risk of violence was too great. Furthermore, she reiterated the school's commitment to free speech. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
Ticket sales for the 108th running of the Indy 500, Doug Bowles.
Was significantly up on last year. Last year was significantly up on 22. 22 was the best year we've had in the last 25, with the exception of the year we sold out in 2016. So it's possible that we could sell out our reserve seats. We'll see what happens, but it is definitely going like crazy, which I think says an awful lot about the product on the track. I think it says an awful lot about the history and tradition and those generational families and friends that come and how important that is. And I also think it's sort of a nod to the fact that Roger Penske's put $60 million in the customer experience since he bought the Speedway.
That from a recent interview in studio for WMUN's Delaware County Today. Did you hear about this last week? A Tipton plant was attacked by cyber thieves.
A bunch of Russian hackers calling themselves the People's Cyber Army of Russia bragged about the attack online. Tipton leaders say it didn't mess things up too bad at the wastewater treatment plant, but any attack on a treatment plant could lead to major contamination risks and economic losses. Ryan Hedrick, Network Indiana.
Now in a story from MuncieJournal.com that broke last week.
I'm Peter Killeen. Indiana Academy for Science, Mathematics, and Humanities and Burris Laboratory School reaffirming their positions as leading high schools in Indiana, according to latest rankings from U.S. News and World Report. In the 2024 Best U.S. High Schools listing, the Indiana Academy secured the number 2 spot in the state. Burris Laboratory School climbed to number 12.
May 18th at the Muncie Fairgrounds, a wrestling event fundraiser.
Hosted in partnership with Wild Championship Wrestling Outlaws, also known as the WCWO, and the Delaware County Championship Wrestling, also known as DCCW. And both companies kind of came together and kind of brought us this idea to host a fundraiser to try to help us raise money to purchase a new police canine for the department.
Muncie Police Officer Chris Deegan from WMUN News Radio last week. The Spirit of Muncie Central Band and Guard and Pendleton Heights Marching Arabians are among the 15 selected to march in the 500 Festival Parade, May 25. The candidate for Congress you're going to hear from now says lawmakers may have it backwards on the border. Kurt Darling has that.
For State Rep. Mike Speedy, it should be rule of law first, talk second.
Once that border is secure, that's the time for an immigration discussion. Prior to that, it does not serve any purpose.
Speedy on All Indiana Politics. He's running to succeed Congressman Greg Pence. Speedy also says Israel has the right to defend itself and deserves the U.S.'s full support. He's taking on the likes of Jefferson Shreve, State Senator Jeff Rotz, and Jameson Carrier in the GOP primary. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
Weather permitting, today the annual Smash Cancer event happens when Delta High School tennis goes to Yorktown for the 12th event. 5 p.m. ceremony matches to follow. Some say that candidate Chuck Goodrich is not as accessible as he should be, but he says that's not accurate.
I think 6 debates and forums. You were covering one of them. Mm-hmm. Media's covered them all. They've been on TV. They've been on, they're on every Facebook post candidate. I mean, we have been all across the absolute district in debates and forums.
The Republican candidate for Indiana's 5th Congressional District was on WMUN News Radio last week. Click it or ticket. 12th event, 5 p.m. ceremony matches to follow. Some say that candidate Chuck Goodrich is not as accessible as he should be, but he says that's not accurate.
I think 6 debates and forums. You were covering one of them. Mm-hmm.
And we apologize for that little faux pas. We heard that Chuck Goodrich story just a moment ago. Our news summary airing on all of our stations throughout East Central Indiana and on WMUN's live radio. Things happen, 8:39, as we do one more item here before we take another break. seeing more young people with skin cancer. Why is that?
This is House Call for Health. Not your typical skin cancer announcement. Social media influencer and reality TV star Harry Jowsey using a TikTok video to reveal he has it. And why are we seeing more young people with the disease?
Skin cancer they're getting because of too much sun exposure. And I'm so happy to see Harry Jowsey say this on TikTok of all places, where he has 5 million followers. Wear sunscreen. Be on the lookout. You know, this is hugely important. It's the number one cancer in the United States.
Fox News health contributor, Dr. Mark Siegel.
At NYU, we developed something called ABCDE that gives you a clue what to do. A means asymmetry. One side is different than the other. B means border. Look at the border. Is it irregular? C is what color is it? If it's dark, go to your doctor right away. D is diameter. Is it big? And E, is it evolving?
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
On WMUN, news talk, sports talk, community talk. We're on every day 8 to 9 a.m. live with this program, talking about what people are talking about in Muncie, Delaware County. And we are also podcastable. In fact, all the shows and segments we do throughout the week, every week, are on our website, WMUNMuncie.com. One of the little radio tricks that we do it's called average quarter hour maintenance, is we try to get you to listen just a little longer. So for President Mearns and all those that are tuned in this morning thinking, what's he going to say now? I'll talk about that next on WMUN.
I started vaping to relieve stress.
I vape when I'm anxious.
I vape when I feel depressed.
The irony is, vaping actually increases my stress.
It makes me more anxious.
It makes my depression worse.
They're not the only ones the multi-billion dollar vaping industry has lied to. Vaping does a number on the mental and physical health of teens, and it's designed to be addictive, so teens keep vaping and keep buying. It's a never-ending cycle, but there is hope. If you know a teen who vapes, encourage them to join the hundreds of thousands of people who are quitting. Tell them to text Indiana to 873-373 to get helpful resources that will motivate, inspire, and support them in their journey to quit. Vaping never helps. It only hurts. Now's the time to quit, and no one has to do it alone. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Department of Health.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of body plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch body plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, my name is Stephen Brand, and I'm running to be your next full-time Republican County Commissioner. One of my core values is cooperation. I believe we can do more together than apart. All too often, there is friction between the county and city. I want us to work together. This does not mean Unigov, which I am against. My goal is to involve the community, churches, and citizens when making decisions. My door will always be open. Healthy partnerships are the key to good decisions being made for Delaware County. Let's work together to make our home a better place for our children and grandchildren.
Paid for by the committee to elect Stephen Brand.
Tyler Morgan here from the 1925 Pub House at the Courtyard and Grandview Golf Club in Anderson. You've heard us say our menu has something for everyone. Well, we decided to add more favorites to the menu, including our new baby back ribs and summer cocktails featuring the Desert Pear Margarita and Blood Orange Margarita. And with the warmer weather here, we invite you to enjoy our patio in downtown Muncie. The 1925 Pub House at the Courtyard and at Grandview Golf Club in Anderson, proud to be a 6-time medalist in the 2023 Muncie's Quest for the Best. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Hi, this is Pete Dahl with Sheriff Goslin Roofing. Spring is here, and along with much warmer, beautiful weather, Indiana is also going to be hit with spring storms. Wind, hail, and extreme downpours pose a challenge to your home, and we're here to help. Our roof and gutter systems will help keep your family warm and dry, just like we have for generations. So if you need Sheriff Goslin, remember to call Pete Dahl, y'all.
Quality work since 1906, Sheriff Goslin Roofing, worryfreeroof.com.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Steve Lindell on Delaware County Today.
Thank you, Tom Campbell, voice of WMUN. We lost our Chicagoland listener. Maybe they had to go to work. We have Fishers. We have Newcastle now. We have many others listening on the Alexa devices. If you need help, ask a kid. They are excellent tech support. Plus, what are the kids doing anyway? For around here, people are talking about the weather. Should be clearing out later on. 74 today's high for the final day of April. And then nearer to 80 on Wednesday with sunny skies. The next chance of rain is Thursday afternoon and evening. We'll let you know if that should happen to change, which it certainly does sometimes. I'm going to make you wait one more segment to hear what I'm thinking about the Ball State Board of Trustees agenda. In the meantime, trying to take a bite out of crime in California.
This is Fonts on Justice. California is spending hundreds of millions of dollars in hopes of tackling the state's retail crime problem. Fox News went along with the LA County Sheriff's Department Organized Retail Crime Task Force as they busted a major fencing operation. They busted the retail crime ring in what looked like a shopping center near downtown LA. Dozens of LA County Sheriff's deputies swarmed the area late at night, detaining several people and removing heavy boxes of stolen goods, items they believe were swiped off shelves during smash and grabs and other thefts. Deputies say the stolen merchandise came from places like CVS, Walgreens, Sephora, and Nordstrom. LA County Sheriff's Captain Rich Peacock says retailers are overwhelmed.
It's easy to steal. Sometimes the retailers, it happens so often that they can't keep up with it and they don't report it. So it's an easy crime to get away with.
Since October, the LA County Sheriff's Task Force has made more than 500 arrests and recovered more than $8 million in stolen merchandise. Christina Coleman, Fox News.
And live radio, WMUN. We're in Muncie, Indiana, USA, in the middle of a text conversation with the president of a mid-major university based in Muncie, Indiana. His name is Jeffrey Mearns. He is in charge of the Ball State University. And the conversation this morning began between he and I. I sent him a note asking for clarification on a couple of nuggets here that I see in the board's agenda. Friday is the regular meeting of the Ball State University Board of Trustees. And one of their items under the approval category for the general meeting is under the consent agenda. Looking for approval on several layers and pieces and parts. One is the naming of the Championship Performance Center. Next item is the naming of the main stage within the Performing Arts Center, one of the beautiful buildings on campus there at Ball State. Another one, the item says naming of the monumental stair, singular, within the Performing Arts Center. And I wondered, actually out loud in the studio when I read those three items, I wonder if maybe Steve Lindell is going to get stuck on one of those items there in honor of whatever it is that I do on the radio every day. I think that would be great. Oftentimes there is a donation requisite, though. That's partly what I was asking President Mearns, who I am looking for a reply on. No, he is not on the record. Boy, if I could read this stuff, though, to you right now, it would be entertaining. He's actually an outstanding dude, the one in charge of Ball State University and a frequent guest, a regular recurring one on Delaware County Today on WMUN. You could replay all of them, by the way, and sort of catch some of the commentary we do in between the real questions. I think that's the most interesting stuff. Yeah, we have to talk about actual legitimate news items, information on campus, off campus, what's coming up, what's transpired, and all that. And he's really, really good and accessible for all that information for us to have for you in the community. But we do get to joke around a little bit, too, which is really nice because life is just too stressy, don't you think, sometimes? All right, next item on our list here, time passes, and so do our military heroes.
Securing America.
The last surviving Congressional Medal of Honor recipient from the Korean War, Colonel Ralph Puckett Jr., who died at the age of 97, April the 8th, lined in honor at the U.S. Capitol Monday. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell remembered the prayer Puckett offered when he took command of a company of Army Rangers in 1950.
Don't let me get a bunch of good guys killed.
On November 25, 1950, Puckett and his Rangers secured a hill near the Chinese border, despite being outnumbered 10 to 1.
All of us here today know that prayer was granted.
Colonel Puckett also served in Vietnam and was the inaugural inductee into the U.S. Army Ranger Hall of Fame. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson hoped today's troops will continue to
learn from Colonel Puckett's example and aspire to the same great virtues of valor and honor and courage.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
WMUN, one of our six radio formats in East Central Indiana. Oldies 101 has Mitch in the morning. Mitch Henk has guests all the time. We're to Tuesday now, right? Charles Kurt Shepard on his race for county surveyor there in Madison County. On Wednesday, Scott Green on his race for county council, Madison County. Thursday, this looks interesting, a podcaster named Scott Klug, K-L-U-G. The podcast is called Lost in the Middle. You might want to listen to those once in a while. You can podcast all of those as well from Oldies 101 social media website and beyond. All right, next item here. Oof, AI. Here's another scary AI story.
Fox on Tech.
Vindication for a Baltimore County High School principal who back in January was placed on temporary leave after an alleged audio recording went viral on social media. The voice in the audio was made to sound like Pikestown High School principal Eric Eisbert, with disparaging comments made about black student test scores and Jewish families. But investigators have now found, with help from the FBI, that the recording had been AI-generated, manufactured, and spread intentionally as part of a revenge plot. The school's former athletic director, Deshaun Darien, has been arrested and charged with the crime. Police say he made the AI recording to retaliate against the principal for launching an investigation into the potential mishandling of school funds. Eisbert is still employed by the school, but will not immediately return to his position as principal. The hope is to have him reinstated for next school year. With Fox on Tech, Alexandria Hoff, Fox News.
Got a note here, literally, while I was broadcasting this morning from our friends at the Murpah Shrine Club. They have a Friday night dinner, perhaps every Friday night. And this Friday, they have smoked brisket. Look out. Oh, smoked brisket. $15 a person. There's sides and stuff, and everybody's welcome to attend the Murpah Shrine Club Friday night dinner. If you ever want to send us a note, the email is, as always, wmun@woofboom.com, wmun at woofboom.com. And we like to know what's going on in the city, in the county, in the area, and we like to share it. Good news especially. But if you have other news you want us to look into, tips and information about what you're hearing, what you're seeing, and you want us to look into that, we do that as well, part of the news talk, part of our mission here on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. All right, final item for this morning. To Minnesota we go. I saw this video. Wow.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Brave strangers that saved a man from a burning car in Minnesota makes today's Dean's List. It happened on Interstate 94 in St. Paul when a man was spotted trapped inside of a car that was in flames. The rescue was documented on video on a car's dash cam and showed several people rushing to try to help the driver, even during a moment of extreme danger. Kadir Tola was one of the people who was in the area at the time and says the car had suddenly driven off the road and crashed into a light pole. Moments after, it burst into flames. Kadir and six others pulled over to try to help. The driver was trapped in the vehicle with his door against the guardrail. Despite the fire and the heat, everyone worked together to break the glass and pull the man out to safety right before the fire spread to the driver's seat. Thankfully, the driver made it out alive without any serious injuries, thanks to the bravery of all those who work together. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Pacer people, get ready for tonight's game. You get it on WMUN, part of our sports talk. It's a late start, though. 9 p.m. pregame. 9:30 is the tip from Milwaukee. With a win, the Pacers would advance. Good morning, Franklin, Indiana. I see you just clicked on a little while ago. Indianapolis is listening, too, and We're glad to have you wherever you are. Today, tomorrow, and every day, 8 to 9 a.m., this live show is called Delaware County Today. News talk, sports talk, community talk. We are the talk radio of Muncie, and we thank you for listening. Please tell a friend to give us a sample and a shout-out. That email address is always available, WMUN@woofboom.com. For Emily Guffey, my producer, inside the Axia Command Center, I'm Steve Lindell wishing you a great last day of April here on WMUN.